be able to go there. Nice way. They use any kind of a good way to deliver the da'wah. Any chance, he will deliver the message. Umar radiallahu anhu. Bleeding. The blood comes out from his stomach. Umar radiallahu anhu. He's going to leave this dunya. And the young man came, as a Sahih Bukhari. قال له أبشر يا عمر صحبت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومات وهو عنك راض وصحبت خليفة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكنت أميرا للمؤمنين حكمت وعدلت واليوم موت شهادة هنيئا لك. He said, you accept Islam, you campaign Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet passed away and he loves you, and his Khalifa Abu Bakr al-Siddiq also, and then you became a ruler, you are a just person, you did a very good job, and now you are dying as a shaheed. You are so lucky. And he left. When he left, he saw him. He said, Ruddu alayya al-fata. Call him back. They called him. He said, Yabna akhi. Ya akhi. Aw ya bunay. Oh, my son. I have seen your thobe is so long. So long, it should be your thobe, not under your ankle. Put yourself up above your ankle so you will keep your thobe clean and you will please your Lord. إِنَّهُ أَنْقَى لِثَوْبِكَ وَأَتْقَى لِرَبِّكَ. Wallahi, some Muslims today, if you tell him any kind of anything, sunnah, in his thobe, in his face, in his job, in his scar, he will say, oh, is this the most important thing in this world today to ask me about? Now Muslims in Kosovo, Muslims in Iraq, and you're talking about these issues? Umar is dying. Umar is going to leave this world. And he talk, advise the person about Isbal. Radiallahu anhu arda. See? He never leave any chance. If you see anything, he will give the message. He will deliver the da'wah. To anyone. Their lives and their death, it's for Allah. As Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The scholars said, the Mufassirin, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي لِلَّهِ اسْتِحْقَاقًا ومحياي ومماتي لله امتلاكا. Lamb, this literal lamb in Arabic, it has many meanings. It can be istihqaq, which is, ها شيخ ياسر شو نترجمها استحقاق. Deserving, and it can mean owns, he owns. So he deserves all kind of worship. Salati wa nusuki, my prayer and my nusuk. Nusuk, it means could be nusuk, all kind of worship, or the sacrifice. So this two lamb, it means, and for these two things, it means that he deserved the worship. And my life and my death for him, for here, the lamb, it means he owns my life and owns my death. This ayah, it contains two kinds of tawheed, and I believe you had this, or the brother who attend to the class of tawheed, he been told that. In this ayah, it show you all kinds of tawheed, tawheed al-rububiyya, tawheed al-ilahiyya, and tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat, la sharika lah. Therefore, Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he start his book with this ayah to show that his book talking about all kind of tawheed. And this the meaning that his life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his death too for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way the Sahaba used to be. I don't know if you are, I heard that American is not good in geography or history, is that right? Huh? You didn't study this much, yani, it's so good in this field. That's right, that's what I heard. But let me to ask you. They said, in the dark ages there, not us, we have light ages that time, which is Islam, but dark ages in Europe. Okay? It's not dark ages, in fact. That's wrong word. Dark ages for them, when they was confused, a woman is a human being or animal or a part of Satan. Yeah. Yeah, that's they were confused. They don't know what woman is. And a lot of things I don't, just you can go check Walt Durrant in the history of civilization, Qissat al-Hadara. He's one of them. Just read about what they used to do in Europe that time. It's very disgusting things, I don't like to say. But this is not the point. After this ages, they call it dark ages, they start discover the new land. You know this words? New land. They discover a new land. And they call it discover. A new land. For what? For the science, you think? Huh? They discover a new land for science? Okay. Can you put this map, please? This. Put it good. I hope the sister, they will be able to see it. Yeah. It's good now? Okay. This is a class of history. It's not exactly, but I need to put this away a little bit. You see, this is the old world, where there's no new land yet. Asia, we call it. Asia, I think you call it in English. And this Europe, this Africa. The most powerful country that time was? Huh? What's this country? Huh? Spain and the Portugal. Okay. No, don't. So they have a lot of ships, and they're the people who discover the new land. After the Muslims, by the way, the Muslims were here in Jazirat al-Arab. They extend to Asia. They reach here. They reach India. They reach China here. And they take over China. China pay jizya to
to the Muslims, turned to Muslims. And the Maghul, the Mongolian people, also they accept Islam later, so they reach here, you see? And here, this Siberia, where there's nobody there. Except some kind of people. Here in Africa, the Islam is like this. That's right? Okay. In Europe, in Ottomanian's times, they reach here. Where is Italy? They reach here. Rome and Vienna. Here. Nimsa, someone in Nimsa in English. Austria? Austria? They reach here. You see? And from this side, the Muslims reach 35 kilometers from Paris. They reach Lyon. It's around 50 kilometers from Paris. You see? And here, it's the only land left in Europe. Then, the Kuffar, the Christians, return back this land. The Muslims here, so close from Morocco to Spain, to come back again. So what they said we have to destroy the Muslims here, so they cannot fight us again, cannot come back again. What we should do, we should go circle them. Okay? Go around them, behind them. They send the first ship here that goes like this. And there is a very famous battle here in Morocco. They lost. Then they return back. Then they send another trip. They said you have to go a little bit deeper. Go down to Africa. So they reach here in the middle of the west of Africa, in the Middle West, here, and they found Muslims, and they had very famous another battle there. They lost. Then they sent a famous troop with that guide, his name, Vasco de Gama. I don't know what this is, a Spanish name. Vasco de Gama, I don't know if this familiar name with you or not. They said he's the one who discovered a road, we call it in Arabic, Ra's al-Raja al-Salih. I don't know what they call it in English. Cable? Cable of a good hope. You know why they call it that? Because the hope was reaching land, there is no Muslim in it. This is the hope. They go all the way down. He lost control in this area because first time they went so far. Then he found himself here in Mozambique, Zanzibar, and Madagascar. Here there's a very Muslim, it's a Muslim's country. And he found a man, his name Ahmad ibn Majillan. He's a Muslim. He's very famous in sailor man. He guided them until they reach here, Habasha, the Abyssinia, and it's a Christian land. I don't have time. I do have the letter from the king here. He used to send letters with the king of Spain, talking about deal between them, how to take over Africa, because Muslims. Here, there, there, here, here, here. There's no way. No hope. When they reach this, they said, maybe we got now a new hope that we can take over the Muslims. Then he went to India. And he had a very famous battle. I think he was killed there or something. He lost his sheds there when he fought the Muslims. Bring the other one. They returned back, they lost. So, They changed the way this time. They said, there's no way to surrender, to take over the Muslims during around Africa. Why we don't go west? So we can come to the Muslims from this area. And they said, Saint Columbus, who discovered America, the new lands. Then they sent other one, Magellan. He went this way, all the way down, and he went this way, all the way under the south of America. Then he go from this way, where he came from here, to try to find a new land to kill the Muslim, to come take over the Muslims. Where he reach? Philippines. Up to this day, his grave is there. This land, they call it Amanullah. It's a safe from Allah. And there's a very famous Muslim leader there who fought Magellan, and he killed Magellan in the battle. And they defeat him. Then King Philip, he sent another ship. They took over this land and they changed it and they start calling Philippines for King Philip. And they changed Amanullah to Manila. Change it from Amanullah to Manila. And they also came back to Africa and go back to Spain. It's really, I'm just saying that to show you this kind of maps, to show you where the Muslims, what the land Muslims reach. But I believe of the Muslim that day like us, we will not be able to extend from Medina 2 kilometers. Inshallah, I promise some brother I'm going to give a special lecture about this kind of the discovering the new land with the documents and the reference, inshallah, in the University of Houston, and also with more maps and details. I just found that's a good chance for you just to show you when Muslims doing something, when Muslims act, when Muslims offer da'wah, where they reach. See, all the whole world. They own all whole world. And also, inshallah, this will be in that lecture. I will talk. I will tell you that there is some documents, history documents, saying that center of America, there were Muslims there before the Christians. And there's a lot of evidence, even they found in Mexico, some evidence showing that there's a people came from our country or from Egypt and from other country to Mexico long, long time ago. And this is a special, inshallah, lecture. Brothers and sisters, we should do something. We should offer da'wah. We should offer da'wah by our behaving, by learning, by teaching others, passing a tape, passing a booklet, by give a word. Deliver da'wah between us first. Brother, if my brother, my Muslim's brother, if I advise him, he don't accept the advice. What do you expect from the kafir? No. I know talking about the da'wah and how to deliver the da'wah, it's another issue. But my point today, I want you, when we're ending this program, you learn something. You have to learn to your brothers, your sisters. You learn to your wife, to your husband. You learn something. You have to give da'wah to others, to the non-Muslims, in a nice way, gentle way. Don't be harsh. And with knowledge. Don't be like this man. He heard Sheikh saying, you have to give da'wah, blah, blah, blah. He is a thief. He is a killer. He knows nothing. This first time to enter the masjid. He heard people talking about da'wah. He said, okay, I only know one Jew guy. I'm going to give him da'wah. He knows nothing. He's a killer. He said, okay. He went to this guy. He took him up. He put him down. And he put the gun. And he said, hey, you became Muslim. We're going to kill you now. This Jew. He said, okay, how I became Muslim? How I can be Muslim? He said, I don't know, but you have to be Muslim. He has nothing, no knowledge. I heard this story once from our Sheikh al-Albani. So, yani, without knowledge, you cannot do anything. You might make wrong more than right. So, but also, I'm not saying you have to stay until you became station of Ibn Taymiyyah or Ibn Baz. Or the student of knowledge. No. Whatever you know, deliver it. And when you deliver da'wah, it doesn't mean you are mufti, you are Sheikh al-Islam. If somebody accepts Islam, you tell him about Islam, he became Muslim. It doesn't mean you have to give him fatwa for every single thing. No, he accepts Islam. Please, brother, go to this man, he will teach you. Da'wah is a stations. This is one of the problems we have it here in da'wah. Because here in America, when people involved in da'wah, and mashallah, people accept Islam, he thought that he became mufti. No, it doesn't mean that. Or because people accept Islam from him, that means he's sheikh. No, it doesn't mean that. Imam Masjid doesn't mean he's mufti. Mufti doesn't mean he can be wa'il. Different stations of da'wah. The best above all of it is the scholars. And many different. There is no excuse for anybody. The Prophet ﷺ said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَا آيَةٍ. Even one letter, one ayah, one verse. No excuse. Everyone, he can deliver da'wah. Small, big, old, young, woman, man, he can offer something for this deen. I will now end, inshallah, this lecture. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to forgive our sins. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العلي العظيم سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I will let you, I think, want to go to food. صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers. We'll be serving food now in the dinner hall.